Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This may come across as a bold, controversial statement, and maybe some fans will hate me for it, but I don't know if they truly have an impact player on the defensive side of the ball. I think Oliver is the closest, and he's obviously hurt, but they don't really have a one-on-one pass rusher. At this point in time, you wouldn't say they have a great corner. I mean, Bedford, they signed, nice player. They're hoping, look, they drafted Hairston. They're hoping he turns into more than a nice player because he was a first-round pick. You know, and Cole Bishop looks like he could become a really solid safety. I feel like when I watch their defense that I don't feel like there's an impact defender that you feel like, well, that guy is going to be the guy that just makes plays when you need it.
Greg Cosell on One Bills Live. Of course, Christian Benford has been that player the last 2 weeks, but we don't know about his status for Sunday. Was not seen in a walking boot today, or I should maybe better put that, was
seen
without a walking boot.
Right.
I'd still love to know more about the walking boot world. How many do the Bills have? Like, do you have a closet full of walking boots?
I'll bet they do.
Left and right?
Yeah, I'll bet they
different do. Different sizes?
Yep. And different, like, you see, you hear walking boot, and I think my brain right away, that's why I appreciate it. I think it was Lance Lesowski had the picture that while we were talking to Sal, I eventually retweeted, and so did Sal. I think it's something that is, like, all the way up the calf, like a big thing with, like, a stump on the bottom, and you're just, like, you can get around in that, but it's almost the same as a cast.
Like a ski boot.
Right, right. This was more of like, yeah, I think I said a rugged sandal looking device. Like, it was protective, but it was not above the ankle. It was a low cut type thing. So clearly designed just to protect the toes, I would think, or the foot in general.
We've got high ankle sprain walking boots,
right,
and then ankle sprain walking boots,
right,
and then toe sprain
maybe
walking
broken
boots.
Broken fibula walking boots. I don't know. So yeah, I'll bet they have. I remember going to the orthopedic surgeon in like their offices after I had just meniscus surgery, and I had to get fitted for a brace. And there, I mean, that room is really something. And I'll bet just like all kinds of stuff, right? Upper and lower body, different extremities, etc. I bet the Bills have got their own set of that.
You would think so.
All shapes and sizes. Yeah.
That's from the softball incident? The
knee? No. Way later. This is after running for years on what was a torn meniscus.
You got cleaned up?
Yeah. I need to get cleaned up. Yeah, that's right. long after the, I don't even know if walking boots existed when I had the knee injuries when I was
who invented
playing softball.
The walking boot.
I didn't have no walking boot then. I know that.
Terry is with us. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Well, thanks for taking my call, but I wanted to talk about the game Sunday. I mean, I've been listening to you guys, and obviously when the game comes on Sunday, I'm rooting for the Bills. There's no doubt about it. That's just in my DNA. It'll spoil my mood for the next 48 hours. But I was thinking back to 1969. Do you guys remember 69? You guys are like old as dirt, right?
I was not born yet.
I was 4 years old in 1969. Right. So I'm old. I'm as old as some dirt.
But they weren't good at all. I can't wait to hear how this compares.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because the AFL was up and coming at that time. And, you know, being a Bills fan, I'm an AFL fan. And the Chiefs were playing the Raiders in a late season game. And they were the two best teams in the AFL. Well, the Jets were the best team. They were the second two best teams, mm-hmm. two and three. They were playing each other in a regular season game, knowing that they were probably going to meet in the playoffs. And it was a very short playoff because that was the first year the AFL had playoffs. The previous year when the Jets won, they only had to beat the Raiders. You won your division and went to the championship game. Mm-hmm. So playoffs was a new thing to the AFL. And Hank Stramman, and I don't know if he mentioned this in his memoirs, he knew he'd be meeting them again in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So he came out and played the most bland game you could think of. I think they ran the ball 45 out of 60 plays or something.
Okay.
And they may have lost, but then when they meet the Raiders in the playoffs, they have their whole offense available. They didn't show them anything, and they won. And they went and won their first Super Bowl. So yep. I've been thinking about that all week to kind of cushion, you know, if the Bills lose, thinking, you know, maybe they didn't, you know, they didn't go all out for this game. They hid some stuff.
Would you support that if you knew? I think maybe the answer would be yes, based on how you're talking. If you knew that sure. the Bills did that, you would support it.
Well, I don't think, like I said, they should just take some plays out of their playbook. We're not going to show them this. You still have to go all out in a football game. You can't take anything off it. You want to try and win it. They're just like me. They want to win that game, but they're going to win it without their full playbook, so to speak.
Okay.
On a different play, just to, mm-hmm. just not to hold some things back.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Your memory is very good on this Chiefs-Raiders game. The Chiefs completed two passes and lost and then did beat the Raiders. They had to win the Jet game first. You said all that, but they did that. How much is there to play for? I've been saying, bringing this up all week, and I'm not sure it jives with how the fans are thinking about this game. I said yesterday, a couple of things got me a little bit fired up for it. A Stephon Diggs comment about how no one believes in them, that kind of thing. And then also, maybe it was even Mike Giardi yesterday on the panel, like a New England panel show that took me back 15 years to having just like being irrelevant and having the complex came back in my mind yesterday listening to that. The Patriots are on top.
Right.
So from a emotional standpoint, oh, hostile environment, Mike predicts, Mike mm-hmm, Giardi. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to feel it. You're going to want it. On the other hand, what does it really do to the outcome of the season? Like, it's not to say that you'd rather lose. There's none of that here. There's none of that here. There's no strategic positioning that's better. What, I guess you could make an argument for, like, how hard you have to press the pedal down the rest of the way. If you win or if you lose, you know, we had a yeah. couple of seasons here recently where the Bills maybe broke down a little bit, which, yeah. you know, a lot of teams would.
One of the first things I said this week was maybe, you know, they win this game and it ends up being to their detriment in the big picture. We're not going to know that Sunday if they win it. But if they stay alive and therefore handle anything differently than they would have. But I still think we're just a few weeks away from that even still. So, you know, I think we just watched Atlanta, who got eliminated from playoff contention when they lost last week, beat a Tampa team that's battling for first place in their division last night. I think you go and you put your best foot forward. That doesn't mean you won't have different stuff if you play this team again. I mean, that's the genius of it. I mean, you have to be ready to pivot if you play again. You can't just expect to roll everything out there the same and have the same result. But anything could happen between now and the end. So I don't think it's unfathomable. I know they will be underdogs, pretty heavy underdogs. This is more the Dolphins than the Jets, who are week 18 for New England. But that you even referenced that happened to New England a few years ago with a Fitz Dolphins team. Anything can happen. So go get this game and just sort of keep going. If you drop another one, then it's probably over and you can act accordingly.
Miami's even still in it.
Yeah. So I'm not prepared. Yeah, they could be playing for a wild card spot by the time they get to the end. It's not something I would bet on sitting here right now. But I also would not rule out, whether they have a stake or not, Miami upsetting New England in week 18. Like, it's football. Stuff happens. The Patriots will want that game very badly. Miami will probably very much enjoy the idea of messing it up on them. And so they're going to play. If I don't get this game, I have no...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Look at that. So I'm gonna treat this game, despite the 90% likelihood to make the playoffs, whatever result we get on Sunday for the Bills, I'm treating this game like I want it. And need is a little strong, but I want to see what happens. So it might end up being to their detriment if they have to go hard and then miss out, which has happened before. But I want to go get this game. That's practically speaking. Emotionally, I don't want them to step over the Bills' body to get to the T-shirts and the hats. If they can clinch it another way, good for you. But let the Bills serve some notice. I'm sort of betting on this. Like I'm gonna pick the Bills in this game because I just think pride and all of it, I think, will – I hope it's enough. I think the Bills are as good or a better team. It was a very close game the last time they played. I think it'll be a very close game again. I think New England is prone to beating themselves, so you're going to have to take it. But I'm looking at it like it's still an opportunity, even if it's a long shot.
Not against or for what you've said mostly there, I'm thinking that Sunday night when we're on after that game, it'll be either, you know, the next step in trying to figure out what's going to happen, if it's close, if Buffalo wins, you know, not going to determine the outcome of the season, but it'll sort of keep, we'll be talking about Super Bowl odds again and, you know, all the good stuff. The other scenario is that you have Miami or Houston again, and they just end up looking like a team, which has happened more than once this year, where you sit down after the game and go, yeah, this is not a Super Bowl team. Sorry. Like, because after these other games and the Falcons, I feel like that's kind of where most people were. This, come on. Can't stop the run at all. Nobody gets open. Like, everything looked wrong in a couple of these losses. So if you have that, and we're sitting here Sunday night, asking each other if we're deluding ourselves into thinking that this team, even just, yes, that it has Josh Allen, but is really actually good enough to run the table, that if they lose, then you'd know it has to be wild card. And, like, that would be a tough pill. But I think a close game, I'm not sure I'll be in much of a different place about where this is going to end up. I might be if they lose, you know, handily, though. And if they win handily, great. That'll give you more confidence, but just doesn't do that much in the standings. You know that maybe it messes with New England a little bit, which goes to Baltimore next week, and maybe you sort of rattle them. Anyway, can't wait. Sunday at 1:00. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll have Sal at 5:00. This is WG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.